Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Rach is our eye in the sky. Rach has found some debris falling. Well, she's found it in the news. And before we get into Dean Detective Rach, we have messages coming on in with people wondering what it is. So we were trying to figure out what our regular segment with Rach, obviously finding all this about alien abductions, can be. But Rach's eye in the sky, I think, is perfect, Rach.
I think so too. JJ has messaged in and said, I saw it as I was taking my bins in last night. That's very late midnight for taking your bins in, JJ.
I do the same thing though. You forget to do it and then you have to be like, oh, now I've got to put on clothes, go out. It probably annoys everyone hearing the bins coming out.
Well, JJ actually thought it was going to be a plane crash and was expecting a big explosion because, like, the videos that I've seen is huge. And seriously, Wayne's telling us all we need to settle down. Wayne, you weren't here. They're not trying to take over Brisbane, are they?
Wayne,
trying to take over Melbourne.
How dare you say to us? We absolutely won't do it. Andy's also messaging saying the ground might have shook a bit, but I was in a deep morning coma. Yeah, Rach and I were in the exact same situation.
Yes.
But
absolutely.
It is time for us to dive into Dean Dean Detective. You ready, Rach?
I am ready.
I thought I'd get us a little bit of music playing while we do it. See, everyone, yesterday on the show, I had a bit of a epiphany. We were talking about it, and next year is the 46th Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Festival, which is pretty cool, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Amazing.
Now, the parade's going to be happening on Oxford Street on Saturday, the 2nd of March, and applications are already open. But I reckon I've figured out, or at least have an inkling, about who is going to be a music artist performing at Mardi Gras. Now, yesterday, Rach, we talked about some of the acts that were coming up, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Pink, Taylor Swift, Jonas Brothers.
Any of those that you would like to see? Because Jonas Brothers are actually doing a concert on the night. And Taylor Swift's Eras tour. JJ's going to have such a go at me for getting that wrong. That tour ends on the 26th of February. So who knows? I'm going to stop that music because it's distracting me.
It's so loud.
I was literally sitting here playing with the knobs trying to figure out how I could get it quiet and it just wasn't happening. But I reckon Pink is a surefire goer. I reckon Pink's going to be the artist that we're going to be having at Mardi Gras. What do you reckon?
I absolutely hope that it's Pink. I don't know if it's guaranteed, but I hope so.
Well, we'll see. So we did, JJ did let us know that Taylor won't be doing Mardi Gras. She bailed on World Pride in 2019 and it's more likely to be Peach PRC. JJ did give us a fun fact saying Taylor was scheduled to be at World Pride in 2019, but there are mitigating circumstances. Taylor cancelled because Scooter Braun announced he'd brought her master tracks the same day, the cause for all the Taylor versions. And Billy Porter then wore a costume designed for Taylor at World Pride, which is pretty awesome. JJ has a request for Judas Priest at Mardi Gras, which I think would be pretty cool.
Ooh.
And Joe the Waxer asked us if we knew there was a bonus Jonas brother. Did you know that, Rach?
No, I did, like, a fourth brother.
Andy, a lesser-known brother. It's like the Hemsworths. Everyone always forgets there's a third Hemsworth, who's actually a really awesome actor. He's just not as tall as his brothers. and so everyone always forgets that he's there.
Wow.
But, Rach, who would you like to see perform at Mardi Gras? I know we've said Pink, but if you had your pick of any artist, what kind of entertainment would you like to see performing at Mardi Gras?
I just think it would be, like, ideal Mardi Gras if it was Lady Gaga.
Oh, that'd be... You know what I would like? Scissor Sisters. I would like a band, something completely different. Also, I know everyone thinks nightclub, techno, doof doof dancing, but I would actually love an acoustic lounge, is not the right word, but we have some amazing lesbian and non-binary acoustic artists, and I would love to have a completely different pavilion with a completely different energy to the dance floor vibe, to just get our acoustic on and have some candles. And because Mardi Gras, while it's a big party on that last night, for me it's so huge it feels like a festival. I'd love different energy from different artists all around. What do you think?
I've never actually been to the official after party because I've been told it's a bit of a sausage fest. It's just like a big barbecue fry up. So I've never been, so I actually don't know what the vibe is like.
Well, it's good. Like, it's fun, but I just like different energies. I'm all for an acoustic set when everyone's just... I have different Mardi Gras experiences to everyone else because I've been doing gigs the whole way through. So while everyone wants to get up and dance, I would love a couch and some nice conversation and maybe some chicken nuggies. Sydney Gay Lesbian Mardi Gras, maybe if you could get onto that.
I reckon there is a lot of people who would be in the same boat as you, Dean, who has marched the parade route and just want to sit down.
Well, we're putting our call out to all of you. Why don't you let us know what act would you like to see at Mardi Gras? It could be an act from the past. They may not be around anymore. What energy would you like to give? Why don't we start letting our Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras know today here on Joy Breakfast and see if they take any of our advice. What do you reckon?
Great idea. Let us know 0427-JOY-949.
Or email onair@joy.org.au. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
You're waking up with Rach and Dean for Joy Breakfast.
It is 24 minutes past 7 on your titillating Tuesday morning. And Rach, we've been getting a few messages in, haven't we?
Yes, we've been chatting about who may be appearing at 2024 Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
After all, I think I've figured it out. I think it's going to be Pink. We've got a bevy of international artists coming their way who are going to be in Australia at that time. I mean, Blink-182 would be pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. They are going to be here. I don't think the Goo Goo Dolls or Matchbox 20 would necessarily be the right vibe, but would be interesting. And we've been putting the call out to some of our listeners.
Yes, look, we've got a message in for Tay-Tay and then also a hashtag bonus Jonas.
Michael has sent through a text message saying, you know what, there's no point any of us actually talking about this because this happens every single year. They say there's going to be a big name artist and then we all buy tickets because you just wait and see. The party's sold out and then they announce it after all the tickets are sold anyway. So there's no point talking about it, which I think is a bit defeatist, Michael, if I'm going to quite frankly say.
Well, JJ has written in about the fourth Jonas brother, saying that he hosts a show where a bunch of Nepo babies have to guess who their parents are. It's very funny. Ooh, what's a Nepo baby?
Is that the one? Okay, JJ, I've only seen one clip. Is that the one? A Nepo baby is someone who's gotten like they're a child of celebrities or something, or people feel like they've been, it's a phrase that came up recently, like, was created on social media recently. They feel like that people have an extra advantage because of nepotism in the celebrity world.
Are the Jonas Brothers' parents famous?
Well, I'm not sure, but JJ, I want to check. Is the show you're talking about the one where Tom Hanks' niece cracked it when they discovered who Tom Hanks' niece was? Rach, I need to find this clip for you. You are going to laugh so hard. Basically, it was some reality TV thing where they all have to try and guess who each other's reality person is, and Tom Hanks' niece or something was the first one, and she got so angry. I've never seen a dummy spit on a reality TV game show better than this in my life. It was great. But love. The question we're asking all of you, who would you like to see perform at Mardi Gras? What kind of energy would you like to see a musician bring to the stage? Let us know, 0427 569 949, or you can email us
onair@joy.org.au.
Everyone, I was really happy with how high tech I made everything work, and then I forgot to actually set it up properly, and we've lost all our video, so I think we're doing great, Rach. You look beautiful. You look absolutely lovely.
Exactly. I'm looking at myself in the mirror. Thank you.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
And we've been asking you, what performances would you like to see at Sydney's Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras next year, haven't we, Rach?
Yes, we have. And we've gotten a message through saying that we should have Kylie and Danny repeat their World Pride surprise.
Oh, that would be good. That was it wouldn't be a surprise then, would it? But that was a really iconic show. I guess they'd have to wait because I think every drag queen in Sydney is going to be doing the exact same thing, don't you reckon?
I 100% think so, yes.
Let us know who you would like to see performing at Mardi Gras next year, because quite frankly, I reckon it's time we give them some new ideas.
Joy.
Thank you very much, Anushka. Looking forward to the big news headlines. Who would you like to see perform at Mardi Gras? Do you have an artist that you reckon you'd love to see at the top of the list?
I knew you were going to ask me this.
While you're thinking, we have gotten a message in from Georgie from Shep saying, you know what, we can't go past G-Flip. They're incredible and would be awesome at Mardi Gras. Yes, I know they played a few years ago, but one can't get enough of them, and they have new music coming out every week. Clearly a fan. So are we, aren't we? Georgie, if you haven't, I would go to Joy Podcasts and Joy Breakfast Podcast page. The interview we did with G-Flip on Non-Binary People's Day. Oh, my God. And Rach edited in, like, the most amazing music. It was so good. So good. You can check that out at joy.org.au/joybreakfast, or I'll just message it to you later. Have we got any other call-outs for performers?
Yes. Sophie has messaged in saying, what about Tash Sultana at Mardi Gras, or one of our amazing Indigenous artists?
Yes, I absolutely love it. Anushka, you're trying to sneak out. Have you thought of an artist?
No, because I thought I could sneak out. Sorry.
We like to keep you on your toes. All right, I'll let you sneak away and focus on the news. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and coming up, we're all going to find out about all things slippery and slimy, aren't we, Rach?
Ooh, and slithery, and it's not living in Dean's basement.
No, it's not something to hiss about. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
Now, Anushka, I know I put you on the spot last time, and you're looking at me now going, damn it, you're doing it again. Earlier in the show, in the first hour of the show, we're talking about what kind of artist you would like to see perform at the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras party. And it's time for us to maybe look at different artists. If you haven't thought of one, because I know very important stuff, the news, who's your favourite musical artist right now? Who are you loving listening to?
I don't have a top artist, but pretty much anything from Eurovision is going to be okay with me.
See, I would love, Rach, don't you reckon it would be cool if we had like a little Eurovision pavilion during a Mardi Gras?
Oh my God, please.
That is the music that I would dance to.
Yes.
There is a very certain crowd who would absolutely spend their entire time in there, and then other people would maybe go for a highlight guest and then leave.
But that's what would be perfect, is there you go. Problem solved. You wouldn't have everyone clamoring around. Now, all right, Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, I hope you're listening. I want a Eurovision pavilion. Oh, now that needs
Please.
To happen.
Oh. So you need a Eurovision pavilion, you need an acoustic pavilion, just need the main stage.
I think an acoustic pavilion would be perfect. Some candle lighting, a couch or two. We have many amazing queer acoustic artists. I'm just saying, everything doesn't need to be doof, doof, doof all the time. And that way, everyone could just go with their energy. But the number of queers I know that would be going off harder to Eurovision songs would be pretty huge.
It took me a while, but I got there in the end.
Honour. Absolutely. Well, we will hear the big news again back at 9 o'clock. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. And coming up, Rach, we're going to be getting our art on, aren't we?
Yes, we're going to be speaking with Ben, who is one of Melbourne's most exciting emerging playwrights. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.